Expert HR Weekly, compliance, good practice and benchmarking for UK HR professionals.
Hello, welcome to this week's podcast with me, Susan Dennehy. Many employers are working hard to secure an inclusive workplace for all their employees. For transgender employees, the issues involved can be complicated, and employers may have very little experience of dealing with specific transgender issues, such as transitioning. With me this morning to discuss how best to include transgender employees in the workplace is Bar Huberman. Good morning, Bar.
Good morning, Sue.
Could you just remind us of who is covered under the characteristic of gender reassignment?
Well, under the Equality Act, the protected characteristic of gender reassignment covers those who are undergoing, proposing to undergo, or have undergone a process for the purpose of reassigning their sex. And the Act refers to somebody who meets this definition as a transsexual person. So it's transsexual people who are protected against discrimination under the Equality Act.
But gender identity issues go beyond gender reassignment, don't they? What about, for instance, cross-dressers?
Well, yes, that's right. The Equality Act doesn't necessarily cover the wider category of transgender. And this is an overarching term that includes all those whose gender identity differs from the one that they were assigned at birth, whether or not they intend to transition from one gender to another. Employers must protect all transgender employees against discrimination. And in fact, the House of Commons Women and Equality Committee reported on transgender equality in December 2015. And the report said that the terms gender reassignment and transsexual under the Equality Act are actually outdated and may not cover the wider members of the trans community. So for example, cross-dressers and non-binary person, which is somebody whose gender identity is neither exclusively male or female.
Research tells us that transgender people face barriers when it comes to obtaining work, which means that employers are potentially missing out on the best possible applicants. What can employers do to encourage transgender people to apply to their organisations?
Well, one of the main issues that trans people raise about gaining employment is that transgender issues are often ignored or overlooked by employers. So employers that show prospective job candidates that they're supportive is a really positive step in encouraging trans people to apply to the organisation.
So what are some of those practical steps in which employers can demonstrate their support?
Well, one of the challenges that trans people face about gaining employment is the fact that documents such as exam certificates and proof of identification documents such as a birth certificate might actually be in a different name to the one that they're using. So employers that appoint somebody in HR as a support person for transgender candidates can show trans people that the employer is confident in dealing with any such issues and has the mechanisms in place to deal with them appropriately. And of course, it can also give trans people the confidence to know that their issues will be dealt with sensitively. And if the employer does appoint somebody to deal with trans issues, then they of course have to let trans candidates know that the person's been appointed. So for example, a page on their recruitment website or their recruitment information packs could highlight this fact.
You mentioned their appointing person in HR. A lot of companies won't have very big HR functions.
Well, yes, even if they have one person in their HR team, as long as they've been trained in transgender issues, then they can make that clear on their website.
Is there anything else employers can do to show transgender candidates that they're an inclusive employer?
Well, yes, of course. Some of the other things that employers can do are similar to the steps that they can take for engaging people from other underrepresented groups. So employers should think about their corporate image. Now, we know nowadays most people check the website of the prospective employer before making a job application. So employers should make sure that this and any recruitment brochures that they have show their commitment to diversity, for example, by stating on the organisation's website, including a statement about the organisation's values, including that they're against transphobia. Where the organisation has a diverse range of employees, it should ensure that any images they use reflect that. And some employers make their HR policies accessible on their website so that candidates can see what policies they have. Transparency can be a really positive step that employers can take to show people that they're supporting transgender people and equality in general.
Bearing in mind that employers that want the best staff look at attracting candidates from a wide talent pool as possible, are there any particular ways that employers can reach out to transgender people?
Well, yes, some employers use targeted advertising to reach underrepresented groups. So employers could consider how to reach out to the transgender community, for example, by making contact with transgender organisations so that they can post their vacancies on their website. And employers should also bear in mind to include transgender if, when they're referring to their commitment to diversity in an advertisement, that they specify transgender if they're specifying particular protected groups such as disability.
And you mentioned that advertising, that seems to me also a crucial first step in attracting transgender people, having the correct wording in your adverts so you don't inadvertently put transgender people off applying.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's move on from recruitment and talk about what employers can do to support transgender employees. I know you wanted to mention staff networks, but will there necessarily be enough trans people in an organisation to set up a transgender staff network?
Well, staff networks are a really great way for employees from underrepresented groups to seek support from other people in the organisation. As you mentioned, of course, there may not be enough people to form a standalone trans network in the organisation. Some firms have networks that support lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender employees. If the organisation is going to support such a network, then it should ensure that trans issues do have a distinct profile. Other steps that the organisation can take include ensuring that there's visible commitment from the senior management team towards forming an inclusive workplace culture. And one way that the management team could show their support for equality and diversity is actually to support the staff network.
What about when it comes to line managers who have a trans person in their team? What can the organisation do to equip them, bearing in mind that it might be the first time a manager has come across that sort of situation?
Well, it's really important to ensure that managers are supportive of their trans employees. As we all know, a manager can really be key to an employee's happiness and success at work. So as with any other equality strands, training for managers on gender identity as part of equality awareness training can be really helpful in minimising misunderstandings and identifying appropriate behaviour towards trans employees. One particular step organisations could take to equip line managers is putting together guidance on supporting a trans team member, including the sort of particular mechanisms the organisation has in place to support transitioning employees. So that can help managers to access guidance and support as the need arises, as long as they obviously know how to get a copy of that guidance. But of course, line managers don't need to be experts in trans issues. So in a similar way to recruitment, appointing an internal contact, so for example, somebody in HR who's been trained in transgender issues as the first point of contact for line managers so that they can get further information can be a really helpful way to support line managers.
And it's daunting joining any workforce, but it must be particularly so for a transgender employee. People are naturally curious. So how does an employer prepare and deal with that sort of scenario?
Well, as again with any other equality strand, training for all members of the workforce on equality awareness and diversity can be a really positive way to ensure that the workforce understands trans issues as well as any other equality issues. And in fact, if there is a trans team member, then the organisation could set up particular specific training for that team on trans issues, as long as it's done sensitively, of course, and the trans team member agrees. So the Good Practice Guide on Transgender Employees has just been updated to reflect some new government guidance. We also have some FAQs on transgender employees. So both the Good Practice Guide and the FAQs are accessible via the Tools section of the homepage.
Thank you very much for that, Bill.
Thanks, Sue.
Expert HR Weekly, the latest from experthr.co.uk, the award-winning subscription service for HR professionals.